Chapter 21. The Last Federalist Administration. 218. John Adams elected president, 1796. In 1796, John Adams was the Federalist candidate for president. His rival was Thomas Jefferson, the founder and chief of the Republican Party. Alexander Hamilton was the real leader of the Federalists, and he disliked Adams. Thomas Pinckney was the Federalist candidate for vice president. Hamilton suggested a plan which he thought would lead to the election of Pinckney as president instead of Adams, but Hamilton's scheme did not turn out very well, for by it Jefferson was elected vice president. Indeed, he came near being president, for he had only 3 less electoral votes than Adams. 219. More trouble with France. France was now, 1796-97, governed by 5 chiefs of the Revolution, who called themselves the Directory. They were very angry when they heard of Jay's treaty, for they had hoped that the Americans would make war on the British. James Monroe was then American minister at Paris. Instead of doing all he could to smooth over this difficulty, he urged on the wrath of the Directory. Washington recalled Monroe, and sent, in his stead, General Charles Cotesworth Pinckney of South Carolina. The Directory promptly refused to receive Pinckney and ordered him to leave France. News of this action of the Directory reached Philadelphia 3 days after Adams' inauguration.